Our guest analyst this afternoon, money farm owner Allison Thompson. Allison, grain markets, we didn't know which way we were going to go here for a while here today in this bean market. Corn and wheat were lower all day.
Yeah, they were. Soybeans had a great start to the session, up really strong on the opening this morning, pushed past resistance levels and seeing a sizable move above $12. And even new crop got just shy of 12, 11.99 and a quarter. So a fresh high there, too, was really good to see. But unfortunately, it only lasted about a half an hour, and then we started to see soybeans dwindle back and kind of join the party with corn and wheat trading lower. So not exactly the best session, but honestly, it's kind of warranted at the same time. We've had a really good rally in the grains here over the past couple of weeks, seeing some sizable gains. So it is definitely warranted, not surprising that we're seeing some pullback here to finish the week. And we might see some more of this give and take ahead of the end of March report. So we could be finding just a trading range here, and that wouldn't be surprising until we get some fresh news to really push markets along. But as of right now, it's still looks like the lows have been printed in all three major grains.
I was going to say that we just have not had any fresh news hardly at all.
No, nothing. Exports have been pretty slow, especially with China canceling some wheat sales. We finally got confirmation of that in this week's weekly export sales report. So that might have just been the nail in the coffin today, and we saw double digits in both Chicago and KC wheat. And we actually did get a corn export sale to Mexico this morning, and that was good to see, but the market just didn't care. So we're needing something else to keep the market pushed along. And honestly, I think we're all kind of waiting for a weather market to ensue with spring coming and some dry areas still existing. And some of that might be pushed to the wayside, especially here this week and over the next couple of days, because there is a rain system moving through a good chunk of the corn belt.
Livestock side, cattle market had a pretty tough day.
Oh, awful day. Yeah, down a few dollars across the board. Hogs as well were down, and I have a feeling a lot of that is stemming from just outside markets. We're continuing to see a strong economy, jobless claims, retail retail reports were out today, followed with CPI earlier this week, and we did see stocks trade higher initially, but once they kind of read through the reports, we did see them turn lower today. So I have a feeling that's more or less what's probably pressuring a lot of commodities as well. We did have the dollar also trading back above 103 today, which doesn't help our export demand outlook. But crude, on the other hand, actually trading above $80 a barrel, really good to see. Unfortunately, though, it's not giving us any support to our biofuel markets, but if we continue to see a push there, I would be surprised to see some of that gains kind of stem over, especially into corn and soybean futures.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about here?
No, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of fresh news this week. Again, we'll get most of the fresh fundamental data the market needs at the end of the month. Until then, we're just going to hear the speculation continue back and forth on which way acres are going to go this year.
Money farm owner, Allison Thompson.